Death of an Expert Witness by P.D. James. Copyright 1977 by P.D. James. This recording of the full-length reading of Death of an Expert Witness was published by arrangement with the author and Elaine Green Limited and was produced in 1993 by Books on Tape Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Neither this recording nor any part thereof may be reproduced or used for any purpose without prior written authority from Books on Tape Incorporated. This book is read by Penelope Della Porta. Author's note. There is no official forensic science laboratory in East Anglia, and even if there were, it is in the highest degree improbable that it would have anything in common with Hoggett's laboratory, whose staff, like all other characters in this story, even the most unpleasant, are purely imaginary and bear no resemblance to any person living or dead. Book 1. A Call to Murder. Chapter 1. The call had come at 6:12 precisely. It was second nature to him now to note the time by the illuminated dial of his electric bedside clock before he had switched on his lamp, a second after he had felt for and silenced the raucous insistence of the telephone. It seldom had to ring more than once, but every time he dreaded that the peal might have woken Nell. The caller was familiar, the summons expected. It was Detective Inspector Doyle. The voice, with its softly intimidating suggestion of Irish burr, came to him strong and confident, as if Doyle's great bulk loomed over the bed.